it really looks like China is gearing up to invade Taiwan. Now, there's always a possibility that some great miraculous political maneuver could come around, negotiating with these guys, talking with those guys, cutting a deal with these people over there, stop making demands with them, make the agreement that these guys always want, you know, whatever, you know, do the political jockeying thing, get a policy set up in jigsaw puzzle, you know, go around the board, maneuver things so that we don't get war. And China just doesn't see a viable way to create a war. And so the war never happens. That's, well, see, you know, it's like in the TV show The Chosen, in the second or third episode where Jesus is mentoring the children, his first group of students. He said, most of all, I want you to make peace. Most of all, make peace. That's what God wants. God wants you to make peace, most of all, more than anything. And if we can resolve our conflicts without a bloody fist fight, that's a good thing. And so many of us in America, we're such a tough people. Russians are somewhat similar to America, although it's a different way in a different level. They'll both stop the car and get out and have a fist fight, and someone will lose and they'll both go home, and they think that was the right thing to do. The Russians are a really, really strong people, and admirable in that sense, I suppose. But we Americans, we really think that if we don't beat up the other guy, that justice hasn't been served. And that kind of goes back to what Lincoln said about the South. He said, do I not defeat my enemy when I make him my friend? You know, the being able to win the peace. You got these soldiers that give their lives to fight a war, and all of a sudden you're friends with the guy that killed your friends. You know, that doesn't feel like justice. And so it was like in the movie Lawrence of Arabia, the Arab guy looked at T.E. Lawrence and he said, fighting battles is the work of young men. Negotiating after the battle is the work of old men. And, you know, it's the young men don't like that negotiation stuff that happens afterward. It's war is never fun. Neither is the aftermath of it. It's a very complicated thing. If we can find a way that there's not war between China and Taiwan, that'd be great. But right now, what's ultimately happening is China is going through what we might call narcissistic rage. Look it up. It's psychobabble. It's an actual psychosemantics. Narcissistic rage. You might learn more about it than I know. But when a narcissist is obstructed, like a narcissist. Well, a narcissist is the cat. You know, they say the dog says these people love me. They give me food. They give me a home. They must be gods. And the cat says these people love me. They give me food. They give me a home. I must be God. Well, take that same idea and put it with whatever research it was that said that a cat, when the cat is sitting looking at you at home, it's plotting to eat you. But it never calculates a way where it would be able to win. And so it never pounces on you to eat you because it never sees a way around to get you. You're just too big. And so, but the cat still thinks it's a tiger. And it never learns the idea that it's not going to eat you. It's always reevaluating that question, trying to. Well, once something is small enough and the cat is big enough, it will eat it. And so China is that narcissist. You give China trade, you give them friendship, you give them international cooperation, they think they're God. It might even be that when you let the cat in and out of the house, or when you give the cat cat food and milk, etc., the cat thinks that you're afraid of it, trying to appease it, maybe. I'd be curious to see research about that. The cat thinks that you're giving the cat food offerings in return for the cat not eating you. I'd be curious to test. That's just a theory I've got. So you give all this money China. I mean, you know, China, all of its contracts, its buildings, its bridges, all paid for with American dollars. So China's running out of those American dollars because their contractors only want to get paid in American dollars. Well, here come the local F-16s. Like I say, I'll never go to an air show again when I go back to America. I love this. And I'm leaving it in the podcast. This is part of life in Taiwan. This is a Taiwan special. Now, let's see how many fly by this time. Is it going to be one, two, or three? Let's see. They do their circuits and their orbits doing test touchdown takeoffs or whatever it is that they're doing all day long. I'm not really sure. We just hear this noise all day. Okinawa is even worse, as I understand. China has this complex where the West has given China all this great money, this trade, this cooperation, these deals, you know, people going into China to work. We've let China teach their idiotic Confucian doctrine on our campuses, not knowing that it's idiotic. I mean, Confucianism is why Chinese don't know how to think, which is why they have to steal their technology. You ask the teacher why, that's insubordination. You ask your parents why, you're not trying to learn or understand. You're trying to disagree, and you get punished and beaten. So that's Confucianism. You know, love, with all your heart, love and agree with what they say and repeat it exactly. The only reason that it is correct is because the adults and teachers told you. That is Confucianism at its core. And of course, their propaganda is that this is the way that we have peace and respect. And specifically, it's the only way to have peace and respect. You want respect, you've got to have dogma to family and teachers. And no, respect is much more than that. And they don't get that, so they can't innovate. And that's going on in China. So you take that narcissistic perspective. The teacher is a beaten down student, grows up to become a teacher. You know, it starts as a child, beaten down, now is in charge of the classroom, and it's the teacher's turn to beat everybody up and to be the self-important demigod. Well, that's China's culture. We give them all this stuff that they don't deserve, they didn't earn, they just have cheap labor, that's the only reason we do business with them. And so they like the cat, they think they're God. And they get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and now all of a sudden, Taiwan looks smaller. Taiwan's not growing because they've got the same Confucianism. China steals technology by copying it, and they think that they earned it and took it because of their self-absorbed narcissism. Well, Taiwan has a little bit of innovation going on, but they're still largely crippled by the same Confucian dogma. So Taiwan has not themselves improved. They haven't done much innovation. They've done some. But like me as a foreigner, I've been here 12 years, and there never was a way for me to get a Taiwan passport, ever. And there are many other restrictions I have as a foreigner, and they do this. And that has kept Taiwan weak and small, so as China's gotten bigger and self-absorbed, all of a sudden, China's like the cat getting bigger, even bigger than a tiger, looking at the homeowner, the owner of the cat, thinking, wow, I can eat you now. And that's how China's viewing Taiwan. And so a lot of it came because we tried to do business with someone, with a narcissist, rather than curing the narcissism. China's problem wasn't that we didn't give them enough money, dollars, and technology. Like, they need American dollars specifically to build their infrastructure. That wasn't their problem. Their problem is that they were narcissistic. And our help would have been to focus there. You don't feed a narcissist his narcissism and think it's going to cure him any more than you give an alcoholic alcohol and think it's going to cure the alcoholism. It's going to make it worse. China needed to detox from the narcissism and the Confucianism specifically. Taiwan needed the same thing. And we've been supporting Taiwan, but they haven't been respecting our people. Now I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how long it's going to go. Taiwan's making a lot of improvements. Just recently, I went to the government, the DMV's office. They tell me I don't have to carry proof of insurance with me anymore when I drive because the proof of insurance is in their system. I only need the driver's license and registration. No longer proof of insurance because their system's getting improved. Maybe Taiwan and its improvements will all of a sudden change how it views foreigners. But that's not going to make up for decades of xenophobia that's crippled Taiwan's economy. So Taiwan is small for the same reason that China is mean. They both have Confucianism that makes them think that they're all big, self-important, all-powerful, and that they get to dominate people and the only wisdom is dogma to the leaders. It's time we cure that. See you next week.